We're back with you here on the Maroons Broadcast Network. It's the second of our women's soccer doubleheader here at Stagg Field alongside Evan Lloyds. I'm Ryan Fay with you here as we get you set for this second game here. It's the second of four games we're going to have soccer-wise here today. We'll be switching over to the other side, to the football field for the men's games later on tonight. If you tuned in for our first broadcast, the Maroons got the 2-0 victory over the Wheaton College Thunder to move on to tomorrow's next match, and they'll be facing the winner of what we're going to see here between the Washington University St. Louis Bears and the University of Wisconsin La Crosse Eagles.
Definitely a very, very exciting day for soccer here. Four games today that decide, and all of these winners of these games will come to play tomorrow right back here.
You'll be seeing the Eagles on the scoreboard throughout. That's on the opposite side of the field. They are the official away team since this is kind of a neutral site for these teams. So the Eagles will be the guest that you see on the far scoreboard over there, and the Bears will be on the home side just to keep score at home for yourselves as well. Again, we mentioned the Maroons winning in our first match earlier this morning by the score of 2-0 over the Wheaton College Thunder. It was the second time that the Maroons saw the Thunder here at Stagg Field this season overall here in 2017. There you get a look at the Bears in their white uniforms today. And you'll see the Eagles in their dark uniforms with the gray trim and the gray numbers to correlate, while for the Bears it's the black numbers and the black trim. The starting goalies for each team go as follows. For the Eagles, it'll be 00 Lily Brock, the 5'8 freshman from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And for the Washington University Bears, it'll be Emma Greenfield, the 5'6 freshman from St. Paul, Minnesota. It'll be the Eagles going right to left here for this first 45, and the Bears going left to right. Eagles break out of their huddle, and they'll have a players-only huddle in their own defensive half before we get started here today. Bears break out of their own. And again, as we mentioned, they'll be going left to right. As we mentioned, for the Bears, Emma Greenfield is the starting goalkeeper, and she is in the bright orange jersey with the white shorts and the white numbers and the red trim to correlate. It's a cold and chilly day here at Stagg Field.
Winds are coming out of the south-southwest at 14 miles an hour. As you can see, those flags are moving hard.
14, did you check that on your phone or something?
I checked it at the start of the game.
Okay,
yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
And as we mentioned for the Eagles, Lily Brock is in the gray jersey with the white trim and the white numbers for the Eagles. The Eagles will have possession to start here for this first 45. And off we go. The winner takes on the Maroons tomorrow here at 1 p.m. Possession for the Eagles. They get it into the Bears' defensive half to start. Ball will tiptoe around. Bears go left to right on the clear. Bears playing out towards the right side. They were looking there for Jessica Kovac, the 5'2 junior from locally in the Chicagoland area of Arlington Heights, Illinois, a product of Buffalo Grove High School up in the northwest suburbs of the Chicago area. Now back towards midfield, the Bears hold possession. That was Myers up ahead with it. She looked up looking for Ellie DeConnick, number 7, the 5'7 freshman from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Ball goes out of play to the near side. Throw-in upcoming for the Bears. Myers on the throw-in. She'll get it back. Gets it into the box and coming out to make the rather easy stop there for the Eagles was Lily Brock.
Nice attempt there for the Bears. A quick throw-in and then a good kick, and that's going to be a shot on goal. First of the game.
Brock with the boot right to left on the edge of the 18. Eagles on possession with it back in their own half. That's Haley Stevens with it, the 5'5 defensive senior. Along the right side, that one's going to go over to the tent on the far side and out of play. Throwing now for the Bears. Looks like the officials will tell for the throw-in to back it up a few feet. We have the throw-in now. Play along the left side for the Bears, trying to get into the 18 on the left side. And a good stop there defensively for a moment by Stevens as the Bears tried to still maintain that possession, and it's going to be off of the Eagles, and we're going to have our first corner kick of the afternoon.
Good offensive chance here.
And they're going to do a little short-style corner kick. That one now into the box, and that one cleared out by the Eagles. So nothing doing on that first corner. Play now comes to the near right side for the Bears, and they let it go out. And the throw-in once again for Myers at midfield. Left to right on that throw-in. Bears keep possession. Back played over to Myers, right side. Myers trying to set up ahead. And she's inside the edge of the 18 on the right side. That's Taylor Cohen crossing, and then the shot over the net and to the back fence out of play. Goal kick for the Eagles, but the Bears early and often threatening here, Evan.
Yeah, for sure. I'm liking what I'm seeing here. If I am a fan, spectator, or coach of the Bears right now, great offensive chances. They've had three offensive chances now, including that notable kick that went just a little too high.
Eagles, oh, and that's going to be a corner kick. A bit of a miscue there from the Eagles trying to clear it after the goal kick. So a mistake there early from the Eagles. We'll see if the Bears can try to capitalize on it. As taking this corner kick for the Bears will be number 17 and Darcy Cunningham.
Bears have all the momentum right now and get another excellent chance on offense here.
Far corner kick once again for the Bears. The second one for them here in this first half as we've played just about 4 minutes in. Low cross in. That one skips around to the side of the net. Now to play, it'll go. And it looks like we will have yet another corner kick. So make that three corners now here for the Bears in a 3 minute and 40 second span.
Getting set for another one here.
Cunningham to do the honors once again. Raises the arm, says she's ready to go. Same spot again. She goes for it. Looking for a hopper, and that one actually may have been a back heel kick there, but in the end, Brock comes away with the save. So we'll see if the Eagles now, after they come up along their defensive half left side, to see if they can create an offensive set piece, as they're having trouble getting out of their own half at the moment, as this one goes back over to Brock along her left side in the 18. Brock up ahead. Was that one played there for number 15 in Ellie Herzog. Bears back play it, trying to keep possession. Now the Eagles up along the left side of midfield. This one is going to go out for a Bears throw-in. So offense struggling here early on here to try to make something happen for the Eagles. They haven't really even got it into the defensive half of the Bears yet. Off the throw-in, the Eagles. That one goes over to Margaret Herons, number 2. In the black jersey, white trim, white numbers for the Eagles. Again, the Bears in the white uniforms. As now for the Eagles, they will play it along the right side. And up with this one is the high-scoring freshman in Caitlin Villars, number 13, the 5'7 forward from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Eagles are going to want to get control of this ball very quickly to get an offensive chance because Bears have all the momentum as they take the ball across midfield.
Ball skips up ahead, and the Eagles defense set a back plate to Brock, who wanted to clear it forward, but it kind of hit off the side of her right foot there. Kind of took a weird shank attempt off the kick, and it'll be a Bears throw-in on the far side of the field.
A lot of good attempts here for the Bears already to start well into their offensive zone.
As this one skips over to the back line out of play, it'll be a goal kick for Brock. About 6 minutes played here into this first half. No score between the Bears and the Eagles here on our second of our women's soccer doubleheader here in the Sweet 16. Glad you could join us here on the Maroons Broadcast Network, powered by the Illinois Media School. Alongside Evan Lloyds, I'm Ryan Fay with you here on a chilly day here on the south side of Chicago. But we are bundled up in our hats and gloves and scarves and jackets. As this one goes out again and another goal kick for Brock. Again, as Evan mentioned before the game got started, there is a bit of a breeze coming out of the south-southwest direction. Not a humongous gust of wind, but it's enough to possibly make a difference for long-distance kicks, perhaps. As this one's going to go out to the crowd in front and to the bleachers. It'll be a throw-in for the Eagles.
We haven't seen all too much effect on the ball in terms of kicks and wind, but, yeah, I definitely, if we're getting the ball high enough up there, you could see some wind effect.
Well, and I'll ask you this, since you were on the call for that first game as the Eagles try to push it up ahead along the right side. As I'll get to that question in just a moment, while the Eagles continue play on the edge of the 18 on the right side, they have it. Shot attempt there gets deflected, stays in play along the far side, and the Bears will clear it out to the sideline of theirs and out of play, throwing up coming for the Eagles. But question for you that I had is, from that first game, do you feel like there's a bit more of a breeze here now than you saw in that first game when you were down on the field?
Well, it's all about perspective, I suppose. I was down right next, in between the benches, right next to the coach of the Chicago, University of Chicago. But I didn't feel all too much of a breeze. I was shielded by a good amount of players. But up here now, I guess I
didn't get that opportunity, unfortunately. The breeze is coming at us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But now up here on the second floor, I'd imagine it's a little bit more windy, but I'm just kind of using the flags as a guide. So I would say it's a little bit more breezy now than it was on that first game, though.
Again, we have Maroons basketball later on tonight as well, along with men's soccer. They have their Sweet 16 doubleheader coming up over at the football field on the other side of the field here as that one goes out of play.
Bears.
And you are correct. It was last touched by the Bears, so another kick coming for Lily Brock. And doubleheader basketball tonight. They got their basketball tournament here this weekend, the Maroons. And basketball and soccer are the theme here this weekend.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Catch me on the call.
Yeah, you'll be inside the facilities tonight for basketball. I'll be just across the way here into the football field press box from the men's games tonight, along with Eric Willowite, who will join me on the call for that. Have that starting for you around 5:30.
Yeah, we got a real full court press here in terms of all
well
our
well done on the
in terms
well done
of
on
all
that.
Our
catch a phrase by the way. Well done.
Thank you. In terms of all the students we got out here today, mm-hmm. students in tech.
Yeah, you got a full crowd inside for basketball tonight, that is for sure. Is off of the foul that was called there against the Eagles. It'll be a set piece coming up now for the Bears. We played 9 minutes of this first half, no score. And coming out to really kick this one was Emma Greenfield, so she'll trot back into her own net space. She had the kick, as you saw, right at the midfield line. So she'll jog her way back, and as for the Eagles, that one's going to go into the far 10 out, and it'll be still a throw-in for the UW Lacrosse Eagles.
Again, Eagles are getting more attempts here on offense now. Good to see.
Yeah, after a little bit of a sluggish start offensively, trying to keep possession.
They just got to maintain control on their offensive zone a little bit more, but the Bears are making that very, very hard to do.
And you notice the Bears aren't rushing anything either. Again, early on, 10 minutes about to play here in this first half. You're kind of seeing how with the first game that we had with the Maroons and the Thunder. Now, granted, the Maroons and Thunder, they're very familiar with one another. Of course, they played each other earlier this year. And, of course, the game that we saw earlier today. But it was kind of a more of a not really a feel-out approach, kind of how we're seeing it right here, as that one goes out of play for another Eagle throw-in.
The Maroons came out on all cylinders, attacking a lot and also just putting a lot of good chances on the net, and they scored just about 20 minutes into the game.
And
here,
speaking of almost scoring there, that one a nice chance, and the first good chance for the Eagles is stopped courtesy of Greenfield on the save.
I'm a big fan of that bright jersey there.
Very easy to see on the field, may I add, especially with it being a bit cloudy today here. Again, there's not supposed to be any other weather implications until tonight. It may affect the second game of the men's doubleheader later this evening, but as of now, there's, other than the cold and windy temperatures that we have, shouldn't be any other weather inclements to affect play.
Could cause a big problem for field conditions tomorrow, though, tomorrow morning.
Yeah, especially with the frost that's expected.
And the rain on the way.
Bit of a give and go. Bears may have numbers. They try to center it there, and that one centering was Cunningham. It looked like she was looking for Cohen, but Cohen wasn't there right away. Play now to stay to the right side of the 18. Cunningham again trying to cross it, but that one goes over the crossbar and out of play, and a goal kick for Lily Brock as we're going to have our first substitution of the afternoon for the Bears, as it looks like coming on is Audrey Freeman, while Ellie DeConnick will take a seat. Or I'm going to correct myself there. That's Jessica Ritterhoff that is checked in for the Bears. The checkout, though, still stands as Brock on the boot right to left. Eagles now have it at midfield as that one played up to Alex Cording. Cording taken down, or may have slipped, rather. With the header there, goes through a couple of players. And now it's centered back in the clear right to left up towards midfield. Eagles may have been looking for a handball, possibly. Saw a couple players raise the arm for it, but no call was made. That one goes out of play, and the Bears will have the free kick up coming after the foul was called on the Eagles. It looked like it may have been away from the ball, though, as kicking this one for the Bears is going to be number 15.
It's going to be Cunningham.
Yep, that's going to be Cunningham again. Into the box it goes. Took a deflection off of an Eagle. Played to the left side of the 18-yard box as the Bears will try to keep possession of it. As chasing this one down is Herrings for the Eagles. Doesn't touch it. Goes out of play. And the Eagles have the throw-in. Throwing this one in is Mary Mansker, the 5'4 defensive junior from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Former product of Dominican University over in River Forest, Illinois, out of the western suburbs of Chicago. Not that far west, but west of here. As this little chip into the box is going to be swallowed up by Brock.
Interesting spot of trivia here. Darcy Cunningham has had now one free kick, two corner kicks, and a throw-in. So she's already making sure she's all over the ball tonight.
As that one trying to clear it up ahead there for the Bears was Ritterhoff, as stumbling down and kind of blowing a tire there for the Bears was Allison Cerny, as that one played along the far left side and goes back behind the back line, and we will have yet another corner kick for the Washington University St. Louis Bears. And it looks like it will be Cunningham to take this corner kick. It will be, so this is her third corner kick then. So far, just this first half, as we played just about 14 minutes of this first half, 31:09 and counting to be exact. Far corner kick for Cunningham. Into the box, deflected around, but hits the side of the net, and it'll be a Brock goal kick.
Corner kicks and goal kicks are what's making up this first half here for sure. A lot of time is being spent in this Eagles zone.
Brock on with the kick at the edge of the six. Played towards the midfield circle. Meanwhile, the Eagles now going to play it along their right side, as this is going to go for Cassie Hendrick, trying to chase it down, but instead beating her to the punch on that one was Caroline Dempsey, number 30 for the Bears in the white jersey.
Quick throw in there.
Seeing the pace start to pick up here a little bit, Evan, from both sides?
Yeah, a little bit. Like I said, they had a really, really quick throw in now. And, well, aside from that, quick turnover by the Eagles. Nice job there. The Bears were really pushing hard.
Bears play it back to the right side. That one found Von Zoop, number 15. Bears try to play it up along the right side, and that one a little bit of a hot pass intended for Cunningham goes out. And, well, I sound like a broken record here. Goal kick for Lily Brock.
You gotta start doing different inflections and accents now to keep everybody.
Do like I can do like a Gary Thorne like Masters voice, and now on the goal kick, Lily Brock. Ooh. And the kick right to left. Oh, the crowd goes wild.
Nice one.
and then here you come with the louder voice on that one. It's up ahead, Eagles trying to come up with it, and aggressively coming out there was Greenfield, and she'll have to backtrack into her net to get back to her regular set area. Bit of an aggressive play there from Greenfield, even though she didn't get a touch on the ball. Cross into the box from the far side is going to go way over the back line and out of play, and it's a Greenfield goal kick forthcoming.
Yeah, you could see her from a mile. She was rushing out of her own goal crease, trying to put a stop to that ball very quickly.
It seemed to, I don't know if her defense knew that she was going to come out to play that on the edge of the 18, because it wasn't like the Bears didn't have numbers, so seemed as if the Bears' defense kind of was a little surprised by Greenfield coming out and playing aggressively there, as this one went out of play along the far side, and a foul was called on the Bears, so it'll be an Eagles kick upcoming.
Yeah, as we say in hockey, that would be the equivalent of the flying poke check. Good work there for sure.
As for the Eagles off this set piece at midfield, Stevens up ahead. And taking control is Kovac. Now Bears possession past midfield in the Eagles' defensive half. They backtrack it. right behind the midfield line for Kelly Von Zoop. Plays it along the right side, and an onside play, Gillian Myers, but that one too far in for her to try to come in and play it at the edge of the 18. It goes out, and a Lily Brock goal kick. See, does that help?
I like that.
Is that a little better to
that
try
was
to
nice.
Change it up a little bit with the inflection, possibly?
There was a rush there. It was exciting.
It's not like the wrestling tag team Legion of Doom where they go, oh, what a rush. But I think that's the tag team. If there are any wrestling fans out there that want to comment how bad of a wrestling reference that is, please make sure that the guys in the back know. Anyway, a big opportunity for the Eagles perhaps is with it coming up is number 15 and Natalie Herzog is behind the...
I'm losing him behind the tree here.
Yeah, well, that's one of the cool things. It's one of the very nice... It's a very nice and well-kept tree by the Agricultural Department here at the University of Chicago. So we'll do the best we can if any play goes behind that said willow to inform you of what's happening behind that tree. But you got to love that the leaves are turning orange, though, this time of the year. And I know the leaves will start to fall soon enough with the frosts and the cold weather upcoming. But Eagles throw it now on the far side of the field. Some people don't like the tree. I actually like it. It looks, I mean, it's just very peaceful. It makes you happy. You know, it's not a sad tree. It's a happy tree.
I suppose so, although I bet it looks much better in the summer when it's not orange and brown. But
you don't like the change of leaves?
Looks all right. Here, we'll get to those at home. This is what we're looking at here.
You're going to be seeing that a lot here through our – you may have saw it in the first half of our doubleheader.
She's getting
in the
set
first
for
game.
A kick. All right. See, if the orange – or if the tree was the same orange as her jersey, that would be exciting.
That would be very rare, though, to see a – kind of, it'd be like a neon orange color, which would be very off-putting for a leaf. As this one goes out of play to the far side, Bears have the throw-in. Are you tomorrow then going to wear, like, all orange then in honor of rocking that said color after what you saw from what Greenfield is doing today? Or?
I don't even know. Ooh, quick bump off the head there. That's number 22 for the Bears. But, yeah, I'm not exactly sure where I would find that shade of orange. I don't know. It's got
to
be.
I'm sure Dan in the back may be able to help you.
For sure. We'll have to take a look. Eagles are now pressing the offensive zone now.
As a shot attempt there is going to deflect over to Greenfield. And on that shot attempt for the Eagles was Alex Corden, the 5'6 junior, with her former club team being of FC Green Bay in the northern area of the state of Wisconsin. As the clear from Greenfield left to right takes a bounce into the Eagles' defensive half. And coming out to play it on her right side is Brock. So we have 20 minutes now played in the books for this first half. Still no score between the UW Lacrosse Eagles and the Wash U St. Louis Bears. Glad you could join us here on the Maroons Broadcast Network for this quadruple header, technically. We have the men's Sweet 16 doubleheader coming up later on tonight, and that'll feature your Chicago Maroons on that one. Alongside Evan Lloyds, I'm Ryan Fay with you here on the call for game two of our women's Sweet 16 doubleheader. Again, the Maroons won the first game over the Wheaton College Thunder by a score of 2-0. One of them was even an own goal against Wheaton College that happened in that first half.
See, I'm going to have to question you again on that own goal. I know that's what you guys saw up here, but the statisticians did give credit to Maddie DeVoe for the goal.
As we're going to have a substitution, and you know, you may have had the better vantage point than I did.
I did not have a good vantage point.
Coming in is number 25, Anamia Mastriani. As taking a seat for the Bears is Allison Cerny, number 2. Goal kick from Brock, right to left. So as the Bears try to press here, the Eagles... back end will take control. Clearing it up ahead was Mansker for a moment. Bears get possession back. It's Cunningham. Looks like she wanted to center that, but...
nice stop there by the Eagles for sure.
As they try to build some of them up along the right side, there will go with it to Cording. But again, white jerseys right there to stop any rush that the Eagles have had so far in this first half.
Yeah, that's one thing we've noticed. The white's been everywhere tonight. The Bears in their white jerseys have been well spread out, well managed there. Good work by the coaching staff for sure, and just the girls in general. spreading out and making sure their presence is known and not letting the Eagles get a good chance.
Eagles on the far corner as the Bears will clear it out along the left side. Stays in play. Again, the Bears, as you mentioned, they've been Johnny on the spot to the ball as they come again past midfield, but a good interception there by the Eagles defense and Megan Carroll on that one. Playing out of the far side at midfield. Eagles will throw it up ahead, but it goes out of play to the far side and out. Bears will have the throw-in as we are going to have deuces wild like crazy. 22-22 to play here in this first half. Unfortunately, there was no 22 on the throw-in, which that would have made my day. As that one, I believe, hit off of a Eagles player, and it did, so it'll still be a Bears throw-in upcoming.
Another offensive chance here. We've seen a couple of them tonight.
Mastriani on the throw-in as we're going to have another substitution as into the game is Megan Wolf for the Bears. As taking the seat is Megan Christ.
Good kick there. Nice clear.
And that's kind of been what the one of the issues we've seen from the Eagles is that they've had some issues clearing it out of their own half to try to create opportunities. As the Bears up along the left side of the 18, an opportunity here, shot and stopped and made. Save by Brock.
Nice save there.
Got it with her left leg going to the ground.
Sacrificing the body. Excellent work there by Lily Brock to keep this game scoreless.
And there weren't really that many numbers for the Bears as she wasn't really much room to center either, but turned nothing into something, and the Bears on the attack once again as it's Cunningham, crosses it into the box from the near side. That one is it's a header off the Eagles, and they'll have it along the far right side defensively, and they will clear it up ahead. Again, no score, but if you've been tuning in so far, you have to feel that momentum's really been all on the Bears' side here through the first almost 25 minutes of play. As the Eagles have had a couple of decent chances, but in terms of possession time, it would heavily favor the Bears.
I would agree with that statement. I might have to go grab the stat sheet post-half.
As that one, the whistle went beforehand and the foul would go against the Bears. Looked like it was behind the play, so of the free kick, of course, I should say rather went out of play, Eagles throwing, excuse me. As that one played along the far side, right near midfield, as that one goes out, last touch by the Bears, Eagles throwing. 20 minutes now to play. No score. Again, we'll have the men's doubleheader Sweet 16 action coming up over at the football field on the opposite side of what you can see on your screen. That'll be up later on this evening. You'll see the Maroons in action in that one, as well as, again, both women and men's soccer programs here having tremendous 2017 seasons.
Now let us know, are the men's playing at 5:30 or at 7 o'clock? Or excuse me, 5 or 7:30?
They are going to be at 5:30.
What? Is it 5:30? Okay.
I'll check my notes correctly here in just a moment.
I know
they're somewhere.
Since we are on the site when they can tune in.
It's hard to look through these papers when you put on these gigantic gloves to keep your hands warm. I'm just going to keep it real on that one. As that one goes out of play and the Eagles will have the throw in. Little inside tips for broadcasters that are outside and for the fans to understand. The heavy gloves that I wear, you have to fumble through papers, and it's not as easy as it sounds. This chip shot is going to go way over the top of the net and out of play. Allison Cerny, or beg your pardon, that was Margaret Herrings on the shot attempt. That went way over the top of the crossbar and out. Greenfield on the goal kick. And here's that kick, left to right, comes towards midfield. Seems like the win now, and I know, Evan, you were mentioning this earlier, now it seems like it's just a calm win, nothing too blustery at the current moment, so it looks like the wind's died down a bit.
Take a look right now. We're looking at the flag out over the men's stadium there.
Yeah, and it's not moving as much as the start of the game here.
No, not at all.
So it looks like it's
there.
Calmed down a little, although it is still a bit chilly out here. As when you get into the late stages of November and in early December, if you keep playing and your season keeps going, you're going to have to deal with the elements, especially here in Chicago.
All right. There's a good chance broken up by the Eagles.
And here come the Bears now the other way. Chasing this one down for the Bears is Mastriani, but she was unable to get to it in time. Another goal kick for Brock. And we're going to have a substitution as well for the Eagles, a couple of them rather, as number 16 in Haley Hargroder checks in along with number 25 in Alex Graber. And checking out was number 15 in Allie Herzog and number 17 in Cassie Hendrick. So those are your Eagles substitutions. Trying to keep up with it like a hockey line change.
Ah, there you go.
I know you being the hockey guy.
I appreciate it. I keep up with it. So you can see at the bottom of your screen that red flag there is ever so slightly moving from south to north.
Yeah, the winds can always change directions at any given moment in this city.
For sure. If you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes because it'll change.
Although when you get into the winter, it stays pretty consistent with the coldness.
I suppose so.
That is the one thing you'll have to give that. As this one left to right on the boot, Bears aren't able to do much with it as the Eagles are going to try to let it go, and it stays in play.
Nice
work
there.
That did not work out in favor of the Eagles. Centering pass. And that one just wide.
So close there.
But what a play there and the good hustle play from Taylor Cohen to try to get that centered into Jessica Ritteroff, who was centered inside the edge of the six. Corner kick now for the Bears from the near right corner, and it's Cunningham to take this corner.
By none other than Darcy Cunningham in her – this is her fourth corner kick of the game. Yep,
three are on the other side of the field, one over here. And just as you say that, you give the broadcasters jinx, my friend, as Katie Mockett will be the one to take this corner kick. She checked in just a moment ago as well for the Bears.
Trying to see that corner there. She's on the bottom right of your screen.
There she is on the corner. Into the box. Brock has to kind of punch it up in the air and away, and she does successfully, and the Eagles cleared along their right side. Again, no score. We have 15 and a half to play here in this first half. High pass in.
Oh,
and it deflects off of Brock's fingertips. Lucky for her, she was able to go back a few feet and settle it down, as that would have been a wide open net there for Taylor Cohen. Brock on the right to left, kick from the edge of the 18 is the second time now we've seen a little bit of a miscue for the Bears, or I should say the Eagles, excuse me, trying to clear it out of their own end. And it's almost led to two easy goals for the Bears, even though right now we still remain scoreless with now 15 minutes to play in this first half. Eagles now will play to the left side past midfield. This one skips up ahead, but again, Bears defenders right there as this one goes back to Greenfield. Again, not much from this Eagles team offensively in this first half as they try to create a possession here. As that one deflects back, this one goes over to Haley Stevens. And trying to keep that one in play there for the Bears was Ritteroff on the far side, but it'll be an Eagles throw-in. On the edge of the 18 on the far side, again, the Bears will take possession. As, again, that's been the theme of this first half, is possession mostly been on the Bears' side. Here in the second of our women's Sweet 16 doubleheader, and here come the Eagles with a chance there, and a great block defensively for the Bears and Kelly Von Zoop. And a clear there nicely by Gillian Myers.
Excellent, excellent series of defensive blocks there by the Bears, shutting the Eagles down. They had three good attempts at the net, but none of them got through thanks to the Bears' defense.
So that one will be an Eagles throw-in upcoming now.
Here's the throw-in. Goes over. Touched by an Eagle.
As now the Eagles again trying to create some more chances here as we get into the latter stages of this first half. On the right side, the cross attempt's going to go behind the net now to play, and it was not deflected, so it will be a goal kick for Greenfield as we'll have a substitution now for the Bears as it'll be 10 for 9 as Mariana Alessio checks in for Jessica Kovac to take a seat. And also into the game for the Bears, I should say back in, I believe, is Hannah Menard. As I didn't see who came out on that one, but we'll do process of elimination in just a moment.
You said 9 for 10, correct?
Yes, I did, but there was a second one, a substitution, if I saw correctly.
Yes, I missed that one.
There's too many things you got to keep an eye out for, and when there's a substitution, everybody's still continuously moving around the field, so you gotta try to be Johnny on the spot there on those. Is this one along the left side, and the shot attempt there deflected off by the Eagles.
Nice work there.
Ritter off, back plays it.
Excellent work there by the Eagles, trying to keep them out of the zone, but the Bears get the ball back now.
Bears are
working together. And the Eagles, nice takeover there, working it up there. But the Bears are going to try to chip it back into the offensive zone as the ball goes up and over and into the hands of Brock. Brock is getting set. Here comes the kick, and it's a good one. High, right to left there.
Thank you for that, as my papers flew away there on
no
me
problem.
In this win.
Yeah, got you covered.
And it was a very important one. It was one of the roster sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, the wind was blowing towards the wall behind us, because if we were going the other way, we would have been in some trouble. as I digress, 11:30 to play, as it'll be an Eagles throwing up coming.
See the clock ticking down there, 11:20 remaining.
Is that one again out of play, and another Eagles throw-in? As having this throw-in be Haley Stevens, the 5'5 defender from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. This one, the Bears will clear back towards midfield.
Eagles and are trying to maintain possession.
As they go to their right side just past midfield. With under 11 minutes now to play in this first half. Bears try to keep playing from left to right as they continue moving forward. And this one will go back towards midfield, and the Bears will clear it back to their defense right outside the midfield circle on the far side. As for the Eagles, trying to create the chance there was Alex Graber, the 5'6 sophomore from Menominee Falls.
Oh, Menominee Falls.
Menominee Falls, thank you.
No, my apologies for correcting you there. But, yeah, I've been there a couple times before. It's a suburb of Milwaukee, about 30 minutes out.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, there you go. Suburb of Milwaukee on the west side.
As this one, that's going to be a foul on the Bears with the hold. It looks like they got that hold there on Alessio. So the free kick now for the Eagles as they'll go right to left. As we now have under 10 minutes to play here in this first half. No score between the UW Lacrosse Eagles and the Washington University St. Louis Bears. Here on the Maroons Broadcast Network, powered by the Illinois Media School, alongside Evan Lloyd, Ryan Fay with you here on the call. Evan will be jumping over to basketball coverage later tonight, and I'll be heading over to the football field for the men's soccer doubleheader for the Sweet 16.
Get another kick here from Cunningham.
Or rather, Greenfield.
Greenfield, excuse me.
Although Cunningham has had a lot of kicks, though, here tonight. She's had four corner kicks total that she's taken.
That's crazy.
So you can keep a clicker for that in terms of how many corner kicks she may have had by the end of this game here today, regardless of what the outcome would be, as this one goes out for a Bears throw. And with 9 minutes now to play, as we get a couple substitutions for the Bears, as Rachel Mickelson checks on in, along with number 11 in Jesse Rubin. So they check in.
There was one for the – did you get the catch the Eagles one as well? Number 18 came in there?
Yeah, that was Katie Feller that checked in for the Eagles. Feller, the 5'9 freshman from Madison, Wisconsin. You know what they say about those substitutions in soccer. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Ah, I did not know they say that.
Oh, no, they don't. I'm the one who says it.
Specifically in soccer.
Maybe in any sport, if that matters. I try to give it the nice touch for this, per se.
And as you can see towards the top of your screen, it's really starting to get dark in the west area. Maybe that rain won't
maybe
hold
I
off as long as we thought. Yeah, or you might have spoke too soon.
That's what maybe I could be going with on that context of is we have 8 minutes to play. This one to the far right side in the defensive half of the Bears. They will have now the throw and you go left to right with it. Got no score. And there have been times where in this first half where you felt like the Bears could score a few goals in a matter of minutes. But the offense for the Bears has quieted down a little bit as we get into the closing stages of this first half of play.
And you got to give credit to the Eagles' defense. They've been pretty well stopping a lot of just breaking up plays, having a little bit of trouble clearing out the ball. But thanks to Lily Brock and her sacrificing her body on the line for the sport here, the game remains tied at goose eggs.
Brock on the kick right to left. And, yeah, to your credit there, what you just said, she did have that one diving save to keep this a scoreless contest right now as the Eagles clear that one to their right side. And they'll play it up along the far side. And losing that one off the battle there was Graber. And in battle with her on that one was Audrey Freeman. Bears playing out to the right side, past midfield, a header up ahead.
Good header. Not really going anywhere, but way to keep the ball up. And
yeah, it looked like she intended that one there for Alicio, but Alicio was over. She was kind of just centered and not really playing along the right side. Throw-in from the Eagles, that one out of play, and then it'll be an Eagles throw-in. And doing the throw-in for the Eagles is Mansker,
who just did the last one. She's got another one here. There's her second. Ooh, nice header there by the Bears. Keeping the ball in the offensive zone before it goes out of play.
And that one hitting it out of play was Alicio. As we approach the six-minute mark to go here in this first half.
And here comes her fourth throw-in of the game. Number 19 for the Eagles. Sorry, I don't have a roster sheet with me.
That's because you're manning the camera as well. That's Mansker.
And there's that wonderful tree.
As this one goes back to Greenfield. Greenfield inside the 18, boots it left to right. You did point out, it's starting to get a little darker with the clouds
here.
Yeah,
I noticed that. It's coming in.
It's slowly creeping in here. As we hope that it's just a couple of dark clouds and it stays that way as Mansker up ahead.
We'll definitely do a weather update pre-second half.
As that one, a little bit of a tumble taken down there by Mansker. No call was made regarding it as Alicia was the one chasing her down.
We're going to be setting up behind the tree.
Much to the delight of Evan Loitz here. As taking this free kick off the foul that was called on Alicio is number 11 and Megan Carroll, the 5'7 junior from Mundelein, Illinois, up in the northern suburbs of the Chicago area. Part of the Libertyville FC Football Club.
Ooh. Excited. She's got to get a good kick here. This is a nice chance with 4:50.
She's from about 35 out. And a bit of a tumble taken down there on the Eagles side of it. That was Haley Hargroder, who may have had the grass eater up on that one as she was trying to run up to the ball. Either way, back the Bears had possession. Eagles will clear back to midfield as we approach 4:30 to play in this first half. Still no score here on the Maroons Broadcast Network. Hargroder taken down again.
There's
no
a tumble
call.
There. Parents are really looking for a call. Now the Bears are going to get a nice chance.
And here comes the shot in, and Brock makes the save. Not much on that shot, though, but bit of a questionable no call, as I have no idea what Dance Evan up here is doing.
That's my try to keep warm.
That is a weird way to keep warm, Evan.
I'm just moving around, man.
It'd be as if there was disco music
in
the background.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's.
And as umbrellas,
I can do that.
Umbrellas are starting to pop up, and I'm seeing a few drops of rain here on my camera.
Yeah, so it looks like the rain is coming in a little bit earlier than anticipated. As it looked like originally it was supposed to hold off till about 6:30 tonight, but Mother Nature may be having other plans. This one, we get a whistle and a foul that goes against the Eagles. So a good set piece opportunity now for the Bears to go for this cross attempt right on the near sideline with 3:26 now and counting to play in the first half.
Like clockwork, those umbrellas are popping up here. Oh, here's Cunningham.
Yeah, that's the second free kick now for her. She's had three corners, two free
four
kicks.
Corners.
Four corners, two free
two
kicks.
Free kicks. My goodness.
As Cunningham on this kick gets into the box, skips into the edge of the six for a moment, but the Eagles are able to thwart that attempt, and a whistle and a foul against the Bears. So the Eagles will have this kick now to clear right to left as we now have under 3 minutes to play. Again, no score between the Eagles and the Bears here in the second of our Sweet 16 doubleheader here at Stagg Field.
And the wind's starting to pick up now, too. You can hear it through our mics, maybe some roster sheets, and take a look. Here comes the kick there.
And the wind also picking up, as you mentioned, with the rain coming in.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's got to go right in the direction of all of our equipment. You know, that's
unfortunate.
Kind of how life works. You know,
gotta hunker down.
Yeah, life works in mysterious ways like that.
Good booming kick there.
But a shout-out to Dan for keeping this 10 up, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know if it was Nate or Nicole that may have done that. But either way, shout-out to any of those three. Regardless, a shout-out to all three of those for helping us tremendously, doing great work behind the scenes. All things Maroons broadcast related, everything that they do here does not go unnoticed, I will always say.
Well, yeah, they get a nice treat for it. Dan's in there sitting inside.
That is true. Nate is over on the far side in the tent over there that you see on your screen. And Nicole is getting ready for basketball tonight, I believe.
All right, yeah. Shout out to all of them. Thank you for helping us.
As this one goes out for a corner kick and taking this corner, the throw-in from Mansker. And playing a nice little bit of a way to clear yourself for the ball there was courting. No call. We play on. Play up ahead along the right side defensively for the Bears. And for the Bears to get it was Von Zoop, who made a tremendous defensive play off of one of the initial shot attempts for the Eagles to try to give them an offensive scoring chance, which he had the point-blank stop as we approach 1 minute to play here in this first half. Eagles have it back in their own defensive zone as a takeaway there from the Bears and Taylor Cohen along the left side. Cohen waiting for a couple of other white jerseys to follow. Cross into the box, looking for Cunningham, but that one over the outstretched left foot of Cunningham. And the Bears will still maintain possession, though, as they backtrack a little bit and try to set something up with 45 seconds to play.
Trying to work a play here.
Mickelson trying to go in, but a good block there off the Eagles side and Hargroder. As we have 35 seconds to go.
And the wind is really picking up now. Take a quick look at the flag. That is just going back and forth.
As this one now, Eagles trying to have one final spur here before the end of the half. And the Bears are able to thwart that. Now it's Schmidt. Maya Schmidt along the right side. 20 seconds to play. Schmidt trying to get that into the box, but hit away by the Bears. As we have 10 seconds to go, the countdown begins. Throw-in goes into the left side for the Bears defensively. 3 seconds left to go, and it goes out of play, and that will do it for the first half of action between the UW Lacrosse Eagles and the Washington University St. Louis Bears. So no score, as I mentioned. We'll take our halftime break now, and we'll come back for second half action and a whole lot more when we come back in just a little bit right here on the Maroons Broadcast Network.